The photograph appeared on Imogen Westknight's Twitter feed on Sunday. At first, it seemed kind of anodyne, a casual-seeming shot of the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, surrounded by her kids, posted for British Mother's Day. Can you, like, pull up the photo and we can talk about what it looks like?
Yes, let's get this photo up.
This photo, put out on the royal's official Instagram, was meant to be reassuring. And it almost was. Almost.
Okay, yeah, here it is. Do you want me to describe it?
It's a cute photo. It looks like a family photo. Kate Middleton, her three kids.
Yeah, it's like, at first glance, certainly, it's pretty innocuous. It's like green leaves in the background. They're all smiling.
And open mouth smiles, like you caught us mid-laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's told a funny joke behind the camera and we're all laughing about it.
But within hours, the joke would be on Kensington Palace. You see, the internet has been waiting for this picture, or any picture. That's because Kate Middleton has spent 2024 out of the public eye, first for an abdominal surgery, then in recovery. That was just enough information to fuel all kinds of theories about where she really is. In a coma, divorcing her husband, getting a Brazilian butt lift. The palace has denied the coma and ignored the rest. This photo should have helped them reclaim the narrative. Except people immediately said it was edited. Imogen did not want to believe them. But then she called some photographer friends. They looked at the photo too. And these professionals said, oh yeah, someone messed with this picture.
Well, so if you look really close at it, there is a part just below her chin, like under the neck of her sweater where there's a zip that sort of disappears. And then you can actually see a kind of straight line where it looks like, basically you can follow her face all the way around and find weird elements that suggest her head's been transplanted into that image from somewhere else.
Whoa.
Right. And then various photo agencies issued a kill notice about the photograph, saying that nobody should run it because it appeared to have been manipulated.
Yeah, I had never heard about a kill order for a photograph before.
Personally, I'd never seen one. But from reading about it, it seems like just a touch-up job on a photograph wouldn't be enough. It has to be misleadingly altered.
I mean, killing this photo is essentially acknowledging the monarchy has done something untrustworthy.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is huge. And then sections of the British press that are normally just turn out whatever the party line is from the palace have really turned against William and Kate in the aftermath of this, you know?
I mean, this photo was meant to reassure the British people. It seems like it's kind of done the opposite.
The awful thing about it is whatever has happened here with Kate and William, it's quite likely not to be funny, ultimately, whatever it is, if it's a divorce or if she's very unwell. But there is something funny about, like, what they really wanted to do was to make people be quiet about her. And they've done the one perfectly calibrated thing to make people go insane.
Today on the show, the story behind the royal family's very strange photo shoot. I'm Mary Harris. You're listening to What Next? Stick around. Okay, let's go back to the beginning-ish. I want to introduce Kate Middleton and who she is in relation to the British public and the media, because I think that's really important context to everything that's happened over the last few days. So can you do that? Like, who is she within the royal family? And traditionally, how has she interacted with photographers and the British public?
So, yeah, Kate Middleton is the wife of the future King William. The current King Charles's son.
When you say that, I could just say, you just sound like when you say that you're like, I know this is absurd, but I'm going to say this.
Oh, it is like, it's a nonsense country, but this is apparently how we've decided it works. So she and William met at university and then they got married.
And from the beginning, like even when they were dating, like she sort of knew how to interact with photographers and the media, right?
She's very like polished, media friendly. Like we've never really seen like a crack in her armor. She's very, very put together and to all intents and purposes seems happy to be a member of the royal family and happy to toe the party line on certain things. Like very unlike, for instance, Meghan Markle, who, as everybody knows, decided that she didn't want to be a part of this whole weird thing anymore, quite legitimately, I think. But Kate took the opposite stance, I think, and has always been very like well-dressed, well-mannered, smiley, posing for the pictures, doing all the things she's supposed to be doing.
Hours after giving birth to each of her three kids, she was like on the steps of the hospital offering them up to photographers.
Well, quite. So like that is a really extreme example of she sees that it is her duty to be a public person. And it's interesting, when Kate and William got married, it used to be that Mario Testino, the photographer, very famous photographer, would do a lot of the royal portraiture of William. And she wanted to move in a different direction from that. She wanted to have much more down-to-earth photography. There's a Vogue cover that she did. She's not wearing any like couture garments. She's not wearing any jewels. She's just wearing like a plaid shirt and jeans. And she looks normal. And that's apparently very much been her mode that she wants to achieve with her like public facing stuff as William's wife, is that they're like normal people. Her thing has been visible and attainable, which is partly why everybody's found it so odd that she has decided to be so private about this medical thing, whatever it is, which is totally legit. She should obviously feel that she can do that. But because of how public her life normally is, inevitably that vacuum of information left room for people to speculate.
The speculation started in earnest back in January. That's when Kensington Palace released a statement that said Kate was going in for, quote, routine abdominal surgery. All planned public events would be canceled, they added. But Kate would be back in business by Easter. Simple, right? Immediately, the skepticism began. Fueling the suspicion was the fact that the very same day the palace admitted Kate was in the hospital, they also announced that King Charles had gone in for treatment of an enlarged prostate. Eventually, it came out the doctors had found cancer. So we knew what the king was dealing with, but not the princess. Online, questions lingered. If Kate's surgery was planned, why were so many events abruptly called off? If her surgery was routine, why was she in the hospital for 2 weeks?
The sensible, logical explanation for that is that whatever happened, whatever the surgery was, didn't go very well or has been more complex than they thought it was going to be. And therefore, she's being out of action even longer than they thought that she would be, hence the cancellations of things. But it is, the whole thing is very odd. And I find it exasperating because I don't in and of myself care about the royals and I find them annoying and I think we shouldn't have a monarchy. But this is really compelling. Like, what is going on? Why is everything so strange?
What do you think it says that some people were skeptical of what the palace was saying back in January?
I think there's a lot of people in the UK who feel entitled to knowing everything about the royal family. And I think Charles, when he came to power, he has been like really open about things that the Queen would never have been open about. For instance, like the thing about his prostate exam and having picked up cancer by undergoing that procedure. That's something we would never have heard from the Queen. So right from the moment that this was announced, this planned abdominal surgery, there were people speculating about what that was because it, you know, could be anything. That's not particularly detailed. And people feel entitled to more detail than that. So already there was a certain sector of society that was interested in the prurient details of what this might be right back in January.
So from the jump, people have had their questions. Then we get this drip, drip, drip of incidents. In early March, Kate gets photographed with her mother, and the palace tells the tabloids to squash it.
Again, yeah, odd. At a moment when an image of the princess would have been very useful to damp down unpleasant speculation, they don't want it out there.
In late February, Prince William abruptly pulls out of a memorial for his godfather.
That again had people's antennas up as like, oh, there's something odd is happening here, something out of the ordinary.
And then last week, tabloid articles started popping up about Sarah Rose Hanbury, also known as
The Marchioness of Cholmondeley, I think is how you pronounce that word, which is crazy given how many letters are in it.
Hanbury is no stranger to the UK tabloids. She's rumored to be Prince William's mistress. Some are calling her sudden presence in the papers a kind of soft launch. Imogen says, in general, speculation about what's going on at Kensington Palace is at a fever pitch.
I think it's more just evidence of how seriously boggled a lot of people are by this, that they're dragging up everything to do with the royal family and investigating, you know, like old pictures of them and who is this woman and what were those rumors and how could they possibly relate to this. Like, people are desperate for an explanation, which is exactly why they needed to just issue something like, I don't know, a happy Mother's Day video of her with her kids. Even if she looked a little peaky post-surgery, it's such an odd choice that they've done this.
And instead of a video of Kate looking peaky, we got the doctored photo from this weekend.
The photograph, the caption underneath, claimed that it had been taken by Prince William. But then after AP and Reuters and all these people pulled this photograph, the following morning, the official channel from the Prince and Princess of Wales issues a thing saying, like lots of amateur photographers, I, Kate, occasionally experiment with editing. And it like apologized for the confusion around the picture.
Right, but like this is not an Instagram filter.
That's the other thing that my photographer friend said, is like these are classic Photoshop errors. Like the tools that you use in Photoshop would create exactly these kind of errors if you weren't using it very well. It's not something you could do on your phone. And then it's like, okay, but if you were saying that William took the photo, then why was Kate editing it? Like, what's going on here?
Here's another question I had about the photo that came out this weekend. Doesn't the royal family manipulate all their images? Like any public figure?
Oh, yeah.
If we looked back at images from the last few years, I kind of wonder if we'd find a couple Photoshop errors like this in there, like just natural, like we would just find them in there. It's just how it goes.
And that was my first reaction when I saw people unpicking this photo. I thought, well, don't be stupid. All of their pictures are retouched and brightened up and all of this stuff because it's a highly choreographed like public relations machine. So for the Associated Press to have decided that it goes far enough that they needed to retract it is significant. And there's also people who basically took the Vogue cover that she did a number of years ago and managed to show that that was likely, if a head had been inserted of hers, it was likely that one because the face in both the images is literally identical.
Yeah, I mean, this is controversial. Some people very much disagree with that. But yes, there are people online who are looking at that Vogue cover and saying,
yeah,
it looks similar, guys.
Yeah, and saying it's the same.
In the hours after this botched photo release, the palace seemed to release another photo. And I say the palace because it showed up in the British tabloid, so it's hard to know its origin, but those photos don't happen without the palace's permission generally.
Yeah.
This is a photo of William and Kate in a car together. It is shadowy and grainy, and William's going to an event where Kate did not go. She was, I guess, being dropped off at a different place along the way. But you really only see her ear sort of in the background. You don't see her face. It's so strange.
It's really, really odd. It's just, if they were trying deliberately to be mysterious, this is what they would do.
Did it reassure anyone to see, like, okay, there she is?
From what I can see online, no. Like, I think people are now in the mood to think that something really fishy is going on. And that's not enough, I think, to put paid to that kind of a feeling.
Yeah. There's this quote from Queen Elizabeth that I think is so interesting. She said, "The monarchy must be seen to be believed." And I've been thinking about it in the context of this photograph, but then also the monarchy more generally over the last few months, because there are a bunch of royals who are out of commission. You have Kate, obviously. You have Prince William, who's been canceling some official engagements. You've seen King Charles with cancer. Harry and Meghan obviously have stepped away from their duties. So what does it say that in 2024, the monarchy is kind of invisible?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I think the fact that all this noise and conspiracy thinking has emerged out of her absence is evidence of the fact that the Queen was right when she said that, like, they have to be everywhere. They have to be seen to be smiling and personable and happy in order to appease people and not make them think too hard about what the royal family is and what they're actually doing for us. Like, it has to be picture perfect. Otherwise, it leaves too much room for criticism.
Do you think there's a world in which, after this experience, the royal family just shuts off the spigot of information in some way? Like, okay, like, no more really limiting what we're putting on Instagram, what we're telling you, those sorts of things. Like, is it possible to do that?
I think they can't. I think they can't take that away, because ultimately they need to be loved, because otherwise what? You know, they have to, they can't control, they can't maintain power without sharing something of themselves. Certainly not anymore, not in the, you know, 2024.
After the break, who gets the blame for this mess? The royals or the media outlets that have boosted them for so long? I mean, you've said this, that whatever is happening here is likely to be not happy. Like, whether Kate Middleton is dealing with a health issue, which she certainly seems to be, or whether it's something personal, none of it is good. And arguably, whatever it is private. Does it make any sense to shame the British tabloids for, like, hounding Princess Diana, but then also demand some kind of full explanation of what's happening with Kate Middleton?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing, isn't it? Because I completely think that she should have privacy with whatever's going on. So then why do this photo? Like, now it's just become, and I'm sort of having to stop myself, because it's like, now it's become this little mystery, and people love a little mystery. If she was going to be out of the public eye, she should have been out of the public eye. But releasing this photo has created an inroad for people to start hounding her again.
It's worth pointing out that despite all the drama, Kate Middleton has done kind of exactly what the palace said she would do in the initial statement about her surgery. She spent a couple weeks in the hospital. She went home. She canceled events. And we're supposed to see her around Easter, and Easter hasn't happened yet. I mean, is there any argument that the palace has been honest and transparent here?
I think the problem is it was all fine up until this photo, like, that it was consistent with what they said was going to be happening. And that's why I didn't pay any attention to the conspiracy stuff until this photograph, because, yeah, they said she wasn't going to be around till Easter. Fine. She won't be around till Easter. And yes, maybe she's had a longer stay in hospital than anticipated. Who cares? That's, you know, her business, not ours. But this photo is so strange. I don't know. I feel like the easiest explanation still is that they just made a huge mess of this and touched it up in cat-handed kind of ways. And she's fine. I don't think she did it herself. That seems really, I don't know, a bit too far of a stretch of the imagination. But it's probably just, I don't know, that she wasn't looking that great and they needed to do a photo. But it's really interesting how this has led to, like, a complete change in tone in how the media talk about William and Kate. And that now that they're not considered trustworthy because of this one image. It's fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen speculation that what's happened here, it isn't just about the royal family themselves and how they manage their media presence. It's about the British press, because the royal family has a trust issue with the British people, but now so does the media in the UK, because they've become so entwined for so long. The British press has just basically been managed by the royals. I wonder how much of what's happened over the last week or so you would lay at the feet of the royal family, and how much you would lay at the feet of the journalists who basically cover the royal family as if they're pandas, you know? Like, they're just sort of like amusing animals, as opposed to a very wealthy family that's supported in part by the British state.
Yeah, it's interesting. I haven't seen, just from like reading stuff online and people talking, I haven't seen much of a backlash yet against the British press for kind of swallowing the royal family line all of the time. But I wonder if maybe that's coming. Like, it depends. It depends what happens when she reappears, I guess, and how people cover her. But that something strange and new is happening with places like the Daily Mail, who are historically total like royal worship people, publishing a thing about this photograph and saying all the various ways in which it's misleading and, you know, why won't they tell us the truth, that kind of thing.
Is that not the kind of coverage you've seen from them in the past?
No, not at all. They would cover Harry and Meghan like that. They would never cover Kate and William.
So what does that mean, that the press is sort of taking this turn?
I don't know, you know. I think it's too early to say. It's going to be very interesting because if their new line is, you know, how dare they lie to us, then the question is, well, haven't they been lying to you all the time? Like, and therefore, haven't you been repeating those lies to us?
So Kate has said she's not likely to resume public duties until Easter. Even if she does appear in public then, like, what is it going to take to end the speculation about what's happened here?
I really don't know, because I think it's not just speculation now about whatever this medical thing was. Like, if she, you know, she reappears post-surgery, looking fine, whatever, that's not going to put to bed any of the now rampant, like, divorce rumors. So I don't know. I mean, this is a pretty, I don't know how they come back from this, really, which seems absurd. It's one photograph, and a pretty innocuous looking one at first glance. And yet, I think it is going to hound them for a while.
Imogen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Tell me what's happening across the pond.
Thank you for having me.
Imogen Westnights is a contributing writer for Slate. And that's our show. What Next is produced by Paige Osborne, Elena Schwartz, Rob Gunther, Madeline Ducharme, and Anna Phillips. We are led by Alicia Montgomery with a little boost from Susan Matthews. Ben Richmond is the Senior Director of Podcast Operations here at Slate. And I'm Mary Harris. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you back here next time.